Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this word that we're about to receive today. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the good things that will come out, for the miracles that will happen simply because of obedience to your word in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that this will cause people to be able to receive a praise in their mouth that they'll give to you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that your word is alive and full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and that the thoughts and the intents are checked with your word. So we thank you, Lord, as we receive this miraculous thing called your word, our lives will change simply because we received it. Thank you for all the miracles today, every breath that we had, protection, getting here, provision, health. We thank you, Lord, for all those miracles already. In Jesus' name, we call it done. And everybody said, amen. All right, go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Let's go in our Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 28. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 28. Are you ready to receive the word of God? Why don't you turn to somebody and ask them, what bird are you? That wasn't as strong. Ask him, what bird are you? Today we're going to talk about birds. But I'm still talking about the Hezekiah miracles. But I find that people flock together. Depending on the species they decide that they are part of. And so I have a question for you. What bird are you? See, that's that section again. They always jumping in. But anyhow, what bird are you? Come on, bring this microphone up a little stronger and richer. What bird, give me some gain. What bird are you? That's what I want to know. Because every one of us are of a flock. Birds of the feather do what? They flock together. They ain't even a scripture, I don't think. I ain't never read it. But y'all know more. If I ask you what does Micah 1:4 says, you couldn't tell me. But you know that one, don't you? Okay, it ain't even a scripture. Birds of the feather do what? Some of the birds that have even flocked together can't even fly. Are you a flightless bird? I feel sorry for you. Because if you're flightless, that means when Jesus comes, you can't even be caught up in the air to meet him. All y'all gonna fly eventually. That's why I just went ahead and got the instructions on what to do and become a pilot. But God wants us to be able to be of a certain flock. You can bring this monitor down just a little bit and mark these things, please, if you would, please, or make note of them. Now, look at the scripture. It says, well, I tell you what, let's go to Job. Let's go to Job. Job 30, 39, and 30. That'll set us up better. Job 39 and 30. Job 39 and 30, and I'm going to read this out of the New King James Version of the Bible, the real modern version, you know, the one that everybody likes to get away from, the these and the thous. You heard all of these and thous in the other scripture. So this one is cleaned up and it's contemporized. It says in Job 39 and 30, it says, that is not the right scripture. I ain't even going to trust y'all back there. Here we go. And that's 39. Job 39, 30, right? Well, okay, maybe I got it wrong, okay? I'm going to just read this. Where the corpse is, there the vultures will flock. Where the corpse is, there the vultures will flock. It says in another translation, for wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. That's Matthew 24, 28. Go to 24, 28. If that's wrong, then maybe I'm not reading the Bible. Go ahead, 24, 28. Could you put that up on the board? Matthew 24, 28. For wherever the carcass is, wherever the carcass is, wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, I want you to look at that. That looks like it's a very, very glorified, dignified thing to do. Eagles are, they are sort of like vultures, but eagles are different in that their food has to be alive. They don't eat dead stuff. So if you, there's several things about eagles. I'm not really able to teach all these things, but they're different than pigeons. Could you show me some pigeons? We have a group of pigeons that I want to show. You can pick out whichever one you want to be. There's one. Y'all seen one like that? That's usually the one that's on the top of the house and the stuff is on the bottom that dropped. Okay. Next one. Let's go to another. We got a group of pigeons. Do you have that group? There you go. Which one would you like to be? Man, look at this one here on the corner. Something wrong. Somebody hit him in the head. Okay. These are all pigeons. Now, I'm very serious. Like a flock. Whether it's on their Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, you know, getting together on TikTok, whatever, we run together. You have to decide who you're going to be. Are you going to be a pigeon with evidence that you were there, that you are embarrassed for people to see? Or are you going to be something different than that, someone that actually can be able to help people? Now, the thing about eagles is that they are monogamous. They do not have more than one spouse for the rest of their life. They don't hang around in groups like these do. Show me an eagle now. Show me an eagle. There we go. Now, don't that look like somebody about to go somewhere? That's what God says we are. Now, when we fly aircraft, we can go up to, well, almost to 60,000 feet, but not up to 60,000, but, you know, you can be comfortable at 45,000 feet flying aircraft. And, you know, it's really interesting. I've been real high, not quite that much that high. I haven't gone as much that high in my flights because I haven't gone that far. And so, you know, I've been mainly in the United States, but if you're going across the pond, I mean, you're going across over to Tokyo or whatever, you're way up there. Usually, you want to go way up there because the higher you go, the easier it is to fly. The air is thinner. So you don't have as much drag. Some of us got people that are dragging us. We'll get there. But see, that eagle has eyes that can see very, very well for a long distance, pick out a quarter from way a couple miles, maybe 3 miles high, and swoop down, or a snake, pick that thing up and keep flying. You will not find this eagle in mess. Eagles don't make messy nests. Their nests are very well taken care of, and they're huge, and they're high. You can't get to the eagle's nest. You will kill yourself trying, because they put it just perfectly there. Now, pigeons you can find at any Walmart. I mean, I'm telling the truth. I see them all the time. It's not just, okay, at the dollar store. Now, what's wrong? You see them at some gas stations? Pigeons are all over the place. And you know they're there. They leave their trail. Eagles are very rare to see. And when people see eagles, they usually make note of them, take pictures of them. They're even protected in this country, because they are a species of bird that we want to emulate. Now, there's others. Show me the turkey. Y'all opened the bag up earlier and showed me the turkey. Now, I don't know. I've seen some people look like that, but I ain't gonna say nothing. You know, you heard of the turkey neck? Okay. Anyhow, I'm working out starting tomorrow, so don't worry about it. Okay? Okay. So, you know, beautiful bird, really. But could you show what that turkey ends up like? You know, because if you, that's, That's what happens to that bird, okay? Is that what you want to be? You want to be roast turkey for the devil? No, man. We don't want to do that. We want to be able to lead. Storms come, we lock our wings, we don't go hide. We lock our wings and we just glide over it, you know, over those cumulus nimbus, all over those towering cumulus. We don't run. They lock their wings when the storm is coming. They leave their home and they fly over the storm. Okay? Now, there's a sort of a ism about eagles that I don't know if it's true or not. It's sort of one of these things that, you know, sort of fable or something, that eagles go through a process of transformation once in their lives. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, okay? So I can't substantiate this, but it's a good story. Okay? So I'll take it for that, but you ain't gonna find it in your Bible. But anyhow, eagles, you can take the turkey away because that's bothering me, okay? Put the eagle back up there. Put the other eagle up there, the one that's soaring. Yeah, there we go. Oh, man. We gotta do it now. Kevin, we gotta get in an airplane. Okay, and there's a feeling. You know, I have to express who I am, and I love flying aircraft. And there is something when you are on that runway and you are the only one that's to occupy that runway and you are waiting for them to say clear for takeoff and you push that throttle forward, you hang onto that yoke and you're bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, V1, V2, VR, rotate. I'm like, bye to all the pigeons at Walmart. It's just something about soaring like this. And this is how God wants you to live your life. To where you ain't concerned about the noise under you. Yeah. Some of y'all can't relate. Yeah. You're too occupied by people instead of visions. God doesn't want you occupied by just people, where people are your problem all the time. He wants you occupied with visions of what you're doing next in the kingdom. Says, wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will flock together. But do you know what it's, that's really what it's saying when it says, for wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. When you dig into it in the Amplified, put that in Amplified now, watch how it changes. It ain't no eagles gathered together, these are vultures. Wherever the corpse is, see people that love dead things, they hang around people that love dead things. Birds of a feather flock together. But if you like live food, yeah. You know, I was thinking about this when I was preparing. The Spirit of the Lord brought to my heart going to dinner with Doctors Fred and Betty Price, our mentors, my pastor. He's gone on to be with the Lord. He's up there enjoying, getting it all ready for Betty. And so all the different dinners and different lunches in different places we went to eat. He would take us out. When we come into Los Angeles, he'd say, your money's no good down here. So just put your wallet away because whatever you need, I'm buying. So that's fine with me. I know how to receive. So we go and we go to dinner. I remember going to dinner over there where close to where Donald Trump has a golf course close by on the coast there near Palos Verdes. And we went to dinner over there, and sitting there and watching him talk to the waiter or the maitre d', he's telling them how to fix the food. Now, I want a little bit of this and put a little bit of that. Now, don't burn that part when you do this. He was so detailed. I mean, give me a piece of steak. And he's talking all this, I want to make sure it's this. And I'm saying, man, what is this? He was a man of precision. He was a man that wanted everything right because he felt that everything he did was an example to the people around him, especially to the ministers. And I soaked it up. And so I thought about this, how vultures will flock together. Notice it says flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. This is the Amplified. This is actually what the Greek in this case, Aramaic or Arabic, what it is saying here. Go back to the other scripture. See, because you have to rightly divide the word of truth. The other scripture in New King, for wherever the carcass is, there are the eagles. And you think you're supposed to be hanging around with dead stuff. But that's not rightly dividing the word. Eagles don't hang around with dead things. And some of you think that I'm talking about food. I'm talking about people. Stop hanging around with dead people. Yeah. Dead carcasses. All they're waiting for is the grave. Yeah. Now, how do you know they're dead? Well, we got started last week and y'all cut me off. You can cut me off this week. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 13. Yeah, I'm going back there. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 4 now. Because I want to help you. Did you guys ever show? You didn't show the sparrow. You didn't show the sparrow and all that other stuff while they're going to. Keep that in the New King. There's a sparrow. Do you see the sparrow? God's eyes on a sparrow. Yeah. But still, I don't want to be no sparrow. Sparrow can't do much. Okay. What else do we have? We have one more, don't we? We have the turkey. Oh, we didn't have the duck. And I purposely didn't want to bring a duck here because everybody talked about being dead ducks. And there ain't no sense in you studying about being a duck. I'm going to get serious now. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 4. Who are you running with or like? Who do you like running with? Who do you flock together with? Who do you spend time with? See, we have to realize that there was a saying that he somewhat mentored me as a deacon. He was a school teacher that was a shop teacher, actually, and his wife also was a school teacher at Lincoln High School. And when I was at the church that we were at the time, when I was 17, 18 years old, he taught me a saying because I started training young people in children's church. At 12, I started teaching Sunday school on Sunday morning, and he would sort of mentor me through training these young people, you know, that were under 12, anyhow. And he had a saying, it's not a scripture, but I think it's apropos for right now, that association brings on assimilation. You might want to write that down. You're not going to find it in the Bible, but at least you got it here. Association brings on assimilation. That if you associate with people, you will assimilate what they're like. And a lot of us, we're associating with people that are affecting us and not realizing it. You are not any less than an influencer. You are supposed to influence, not be influenced.
That's right.
Oh, we going to church now? You are supposed to be an influencer. People are supposed to, I ain't following nobody but God. Now, there's people that are mentoring me. I'm under covering. I have a minister that I submit myself to because my father in faith is gone. I don't need another father. You don't get two fathers. You don't get six fathers. You get one. I got one father in the faith. I have one father in the physical. But now I need a covering because I'm out here by myself. So my covering, I have to make sure I submit to that covering. And they ain't telling me, well, I'm your covering now. I need somebody over me. I can't be out here by myself thinking that I'm going to be able to accomplish all that God has called me to because I need to know how to flock. And some of us trying to flock by ourselves or flocking with the wrong folk. You ever flocked with the wrong folk? You're foolish to flock with the wrong folk. Okay? And sometimes we flock with anybody.
Yeah, right.
I ain't gonna go there. Marriage is honorable. Just underline it. It just is. I don't care how many cats you got and how many ladies you are. They talk about cat ladies now. And what they're really doing for a lot of people is cutting off marriage.
Yeah.
Some of you don't know what I'm talking about because part of it is political. Marriage is honorable. There's nothing wrong with a person being married, especially in Christ. Because you can go out tomorrow, fall in a bar, get drunk enough to marry somebody the next day and be stupid enough to stay with them. But that doesn't mean God put you together. Whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. I don't know about the rest. So we have to make sure God has put this marriage together, or else, I mean, you know, you build a house, you got to know that God is the one that's the builder thereof, right? Okay, I got 5 minutes. Okay, here we go. So I want you to get a handle on this. I want you to get a handle on this. Because we got to stop believing what the world, or flocking with what the world thinks. The world tells you that marriage is not any good. Then the example of a marriage is not what God can use to describe the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ is supposed to be the wife to Jesus Christ. He is married to us. And that's why marriage should be honorable, because we should be using it as an example of the body of Christ. A commitment. Oh, that's a bad word. That's a negative word. Commitment. I ain't committed to nothing. That's why you act like you are. That's why you talk like you do. That's why you got what you got and you don't have what you're supposed to. You can't be committed to nothing. I ain't committed to no woman. Wait a minute. We got the men's ministry coming up. Y'all better be, I'm telling you, you better wear a helmet. I ain't lying. We're going to knock you in the head. We're going to get some brothers straight. If there's no brothers straight in this city, they're going to be straight here. Ladies, this is the place to come find that husband. The ones that'll sing to you in the morning. I can't guarantee that. I'll try to train them, but I can't guarantee that. Now look at this. This is important. Marriage is honorable. There's nothing wrong with marriage under the right conditions, because you can marry the devil. And some have. And it's still a marriage. Show got quiet up in this Presbyterian church. Here we go. Marriage is honorable among all Christians, non-Christians, Jews, Gentiles, wannabes, whoever you are. Marriage is honorable. Stay married at all costs. Can't go there. I will, but I can't right now because it'll take me way too far. But God hates divorce. He hates it. Now, sometimes it's necessary, because the Bible says also in Corinthians that if an unbeliever leaves, let him go. A brother or sister is not under any bondage in that case. You want to take your funky rear end out of here? Bye! You fool. I'm blessed and highly favored. Singing to you in the morning. I can't sing anyhow, but I'm trying. Y'all didn't hear me. I heard me on the. I heard me singing on the church. Oh, I listened to live stream, the recorded live stream. I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me, for I know not what I do. I can't sing. Never could sing. Don't want to sing. I just want to say something. But they keep singing it when they say it. Anyhow, marriage is honorable among how many? You can go to Egypt, marriage is honorable. We've been to Greece, it's honorable. We've been to Turkey, it's honorable. We went to the island of Malta where Paul got bit by a snake. It's honorable there. We went to Rome, it was honorable in Rome. We went to Jerusalem, it was honorable there. Came through Tel Aviv, it was honorable there. Went to Turkey, it was honorable there. Went to France, it was honorable there. Went to Germany, it was honorable there. Went to Korea, it was honorable. Honorable everywhere. It's honorable to all to be able to get married. So stop trying to stay away from what God may be blessing you with. But if God is not blessing you with it, don't try to run and get yourself your own little together thing. Now, I can't go through all this. This is not a marriage class. But I got to help you to understand, ladies, The Bible says, I know at least this much about Proverbs 31, that the Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman or virtuous wife? Meaning he's supposed to be looking. And sometimes men are dumb as a stump. They can't figure out what they're supposed to do. Now, this is not a marriage class. This is the bird class. We're learning about turkeys and pigeons. I didn't say your husband's name or your wife's name when I said turkeys, okay? Stop looking like that. Okay, we having fun up in here. All right. Oh, time's up. Should I keep, can I continue for another 5 minutes? You sure, 5 minutes? Okay, I don't believe y'all, I'm setting a timer. Okay, 5 minutes, right? Okay, here we go. 5 minutes, because it's already noontime. And some of you, your stomach's already talking to you. Okay, here we go. Let's go, because I want you to see this now. All right, I got that, got that, got that, got that. Okay, so marriage is honorable among all. Can we establish that? So we should honor married people. We should promote them. Now, I know there's divorcees in here, but God is not the one that wants you divorced. If you have a desire to be married, God knows that you have a desire to be married. And I believe God knows how to take care of all that stuff. And I ain't going into the details. And, you know, and I don't counsel people about their marriage no more. My wife does. So all I'm saying to you, real simple, is that we need to know that there are some things that God does not see as honorable. And that's sleeping around. I didn't ask you to come, so don't get mad if you came. But I got to tell the truth. I got to stand before God. I mean, God. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. The bed undefiled. The bed undefiled. You married, your bed is undefiled. And there's a whole lot of people sleeping around as if their bed's undefiled. They're messed up. Your bed ain't undefiled. If you're sleeping around and you're not married, I don't care what your name is and how many times you've been a Christian. You are fornicating unless you're married, then you're committing adultery. And both will take you to H-E double hockey sticks. It will take you to hell. I'll give you a little bit of the men's ministry. The Bible says the whore's feet go down to hell. So you can look at them shoes all you want. They've got a destination, buddy. And usually the higher they are to get your attention, the more hell you're going to get. And all the sisters said, amen. Amen. Come on now. You can pay me later. I'm serious as I can be. Because we have men that are taken by what I call Walmart eyelashes. Motor oil on the lips. Smooth lips. Woman got some smooth lips, but you don't know. She just got some grease out the cam. I can't say that. No, I won't say that. She got it out of a no. And I got me some lip gloss. You fool. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. And they got the Walmart eyelashes. It's falling off. You know, the glue that wore out. And you're saying, that looks like a good wife. Now, I ain't saying pretty is ugly, but I am saying, you had better know what you're doing. Because you make the wrong decision with that relationship, it will mess you up for a long time. Let's go back to the scriptures. I have 45 seconds. And the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. I ain't judging nobody. I'm just reading you what God's going to do. He's going to judge. The Bible says, there, along with others that are listed,
There are no fornicators or adulteries in heaven. There's another place for them. I saw that place. It's called the Lake of Fire. This is serious. Now, you think I'm lying. I'm trying to scare you. I ain't trying to scare you. But it scared me when I saw what I saw. When I went to heaven, hell, Hades, the bottomless pit, Lake of Fire, I saw it. Standing outside the Emerald Gate, I saw this. In fact, there's one song I keep playing. Because, see, I'm on a search. Y'all wonder why, what happened to me with music. I'm on a search for what heaven sounds like. Because I heard it. I think I got one song. I think it's the song I heard. I think it's the melody that I heard when I showed up at that Emerald Gate. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't care what y'all say. I am not showing up at that gate again and not going in. You can stand outside if you want to. And he put a judgment on you because he will judge. So you need to, okay. He's giving me permission to say it. Keep your pants up, brother. Okay, we're out of time. I am. I'm over time. You got to live this thing right or you're going to be in trouble. I don't care if you're married or single. Fornication for unmarried people. Adultery for married people. It's nothing to play with. God wants you clean. Now, this is just one part of what Hezekiah had to do to clean up his house. And so we're going to go through the other parts. This is the physical. This is part of the physical. There's also the mental, the spiritual. We have got to get this house in order so that God can extend our lives like he did Hezekiah. So God can be able to help you to change the city like Hezekiah did. So God can help have you help to save this country like Hezekiah did. But if you're going to sit here and be selfish, self-centered, just care about yourself and do your own thing. Hey, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. I ain't going to go there. See, but we got to be, no, this is serious stuff that God's trying to talk to us about. I'm trying to take my time to explain this to you. And I know we have, well, we don't have many children in here today, but I know we have young people, but we have to communicate this because it's tearing. My son, we did it yesterday. We did it on purpose. He don't even know what we did. Yesterday, he came over to the house because he wanted to come and give me a birthday gift, right? Don Jr., Pastor Don, came over to the house with the kids. He came running into the house, and I had bought on purpose donuts. Because every time Kathy and I would go out, my wife and I would go out on our Thursday night outings, he'd say, bring me a donut. But when he was a little kid. And I was so thankful. And he was always, when we come home, ask us, did you have fun? He knew that us being together was tied to his security. He wanted us to go out and enjoy ourselves. My daughter's the same thing. She makes sure we party. She's got so into the party stuff from my wife until she went into business, weddings and parties. But I'm telling you that God wants you to take care of this life that you have so that your children will be secure. Yesterday, we had donuts for him. I didn't even say nothing. Had a whole bunch of donuts. Did you eat some donuts? Yeah, you ate some donuts. He ate some donuts. Pastor Don ate donuts because he's used to eating donuts. Every time we would go out, bring me a donut back. We'd have to bring, we'd stop specifically just to go get him a donut. And then he'd be eating the donut and he'd ask us, he's about 7 years old, 6 years old, did you have fun? Yep, we had a great time, Don. What'd you guys do? We went to the movies. What else did you do? Well, we had dinner and, well, did you have fun? He wanted us. See, children want security. They can sense this stuff. They know when stuff is messed up. So do your children, your life, your future a favor and be honorable with your relationships and get your house clean. Give God praise in Jesus' name. Let's thank God. Stand up, everybody. Let's praise God in Jesus' name. Let's thank God. Let's make a commitment right now. Say this with me. Say, God, right now, I make a commitment to you that I'm cleaning my house. The things I used to do, Satan, I tell you, I'm done. No more. God, forgive me for what I allowed in my house, in my household. God, right now, I ask you, have mercy on me for the sins I have committed. I put them under the blood. No more guilt. Satan, you can't make me feel guilty anymore. I believe that today, as I come before God, the slate is being clean. It's being clear. I'm living a new life, a different kind of life, a life without any more guilt. My relationships will be on purpose. I'm not a buzzard. I'm not a vulture. I'm not a pigeon. I'm certainly not a turkey. I am an eagle for the kingdom. I'm an eagle flying high, bold, eat live things. Nothing dead comes to me. God, bring to me the spouse that I desire. And if not, Lord, use me as I am. And I will give you the glory. I will give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God praise in Jesus' name. Give him praise. It's clean. Don't let nobody put you in no guilt no more. Whatever happened in the past, it's over. It's over. Ladies, it's over. Gentlemen, it's over. It's over. Don't get back in that mess. Don't you get back in that mess. Those of you that have committed adultery in your marriages, you need to get reconciliation. You can't just blab that stuff out. Well, I'm shut up. You need to prayerfully get that marriage together. And God can save that marriage. God hates divorce. Marriage is honorable, even when it's got a couple of lumps on its head. Still honorable. You can put that thing back together, but you got to be honest and you've got to do what the Bible says. You got to turn away and not do that again. That's called repenting. You will never go that way again. Never go that way again. Never go that way again. That's getting your house in order with relationship. That's why Jesus came, so we could make a turn. Let's give God praise one more time. Come on, thank God. Those of you watching by live stream, we are so glad you have watched. If this has been a blessing to you, we want you to be able to pray a prayer with us. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we also want you to let us know that you've been blessed by what you've heard today. We're going to dismiss you in just a moment, and then we're going to continue with the last couple of moments of our service. We have a couple of things to do here in-house. But right now, if you're here and you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you need to recommit your life to God, come back to him. And those of you in this congregation, you can pray this prayer along with me. Just pray this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord, be my Savior. God, I come to you. Some of these are coming for the very first time. If you're coming for the first time, say, I'm coming for the first time. Others are coming to be recommitted to the Lord. Say, I'm being recommitted to you, God. And Father, in Jesus' name, as they come to you, we pray, God, that you would meet them there in Jesus' name, that there'll be nothing encumbering them from receiving. You said you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So today, I call these people watching this program on this particular live stream channel blessed and back with you in Jesus' name, or committed to you for the very first time, saved in Jesus' name. I declare done, I decree a thing, I call it done, Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you really meant it, if you meant it, you'll tell somebody that I prayed a prayer where I got my life together with God and I'm different. Go get yourself, get one of these, okay? These things are easy. I mean, you can get the electronic things all day long, but get something where you can hear the pages turn. Okay? Get one of these and start studying the Word of God, and you're going to be blessed. Thank you for watching.